Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The DH, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Leo Sutherland. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Walkenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and has Morrison trapped. There's the throw to Whitaker and over to Brookins, who tags Morrison for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pryor moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. Sutherland moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon is walked intentionally. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Sutherland scores. Lemon moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp bunts in front of the plate. Borgman scoops up the ball and tags Kemp for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a fly ball into right field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sutherland. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Lentin strikes out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive towards third. Bell catches it and throws to first to double up Dyer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Lentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pryor moves to second. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Lentine hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Ed Farmer now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brookins strikes out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Parrish moves to third. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Jim Lentine. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing right field. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pryor bunts towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sutherland is walked intentionally. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to third. Sutherland moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trammell moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Sutherland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-4 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Richard Dotson pinch runs for Glenn Borgman. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dotson moves to second. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Todd Cruz now playing shortstop. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Farmer covering, for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Corcoran strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Roseman now pitching. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox too. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Proley now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-5 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wackenfuss fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Morrison for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summers. The throw from Kim and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sutherland scores. Squires moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.